And as we wind our way towards the beach, we're doing a bit of year that was reflecting. But instead of getting boring people to tell us about the year that was, we thought we'd ask some of our favourite comedians. They're all highly qualified analysts of international news and current affairs. And if they're not informed, then, well, they might at least be entertaining. There's at least a chance of that happening. One of them is in the studio right now. His name is Ronnie Chieng, and he joins us. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to being nailed by you on national television. Let's go. Career highlight.
It's not television yet, although if the silos of the ABC were broken down properly, it would be. There would be cameras in here, and it would be broadcast on a station
that
perhaps no one's watching.
National radio. See, nailed already.
Yeah.
I just got nailed. Come on, let's go. I just heard the conversations you were having. Very serious topics.
Yeah. Well, you can make them unserious.
I totally can't follow anything.
Okay. How unserious can you go? What is the most unserious, serious story of 2013?
Right. Well, that's a great way to put it. The most unserious, serious one. And building off what, was it Stephen? Stephen, the previous caller?
Yes. Yeah. Scott.
Scott, I'm sorry. Scott. Sorry, Scott. What Scott was saying about needing to, I guess he was trying to tell people to be more educated, I guess.
Read
less crap. On that note, I think the news highlight of my year was probably the loss of innocence by the world, represented by the phrase twerking entering pop culture lexicon, and my mom actually knowing what that means.
Should we have a minute's silence?
We should have a minute's silence.
It's bad radio.
The fact that my mom now knows what twerking is probably disturbs me the most about that. I mean, Miley Cyrus twerking. I guess she's expressing herself. I don't know. But the fact.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
What if she's not? This is the thing. I'm not sure. What are your objections to twerking? What is it that disturbs you so much?
I guess it's. I don't know how to say this without coming off. I guess it's okay when Miley Cyrus does it, but when Clive Palmer does it,
then it's a problem.
I start to have a problem. Yeah. Is that bad?
You're making an aesthetic judgment. See, because there was this whole other argument about it to do with cultural appropriation,
right,
which a lot of people got very upset about. This was an African-American thing, and it has a particular context, and now you've got white pop stars doing it. For you, not a concern at all.
No, no. It's purely aesthetics.
I just didn't want to have to look at it.
Right. And talking about other people, I mean, once again, on the question of fiction, I mean, I think one underreported story, in my opinion anyway, was Tom Clancy passing away. One of my all-time favorite authors, you know.
Why do you think that was underreported?
Probably because Miley Cyrus was twerking, and it's covering up everything else.
Of course. Yeah. So we can blame Miley for it.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, because you're right. Tom Clancy didn't get anywhere near the attention. I mean, Bryce Courtney died, for example.
Right.
Was enormous.
What's that? Frost. David Frost passed away.
Yes.
As well. Yeah,
of the Frost-Nixon
Frost interviews. Nixon. He passed away. I felt that was a little bit underreported.
So why is this? Does it say anything about the values that we have as a society?
Well, to be fair, I mean, Tom Clancy's a bit of a recluse himself. So he's not, he's been kind of keeping it under the radar. So.
Yeah.
He's a big influence on, I don't know, I read him a lot when I was a kid.
Did he make you the comedian you asked
him? He made me the comedian I am today. What was that? Eric Snowden?
Yes.
Eric Snowden leaking PRISM documents. Yeah. That was a big deal.
That is a big deal.
I don't know how you feel about it personally. I get that obviously data mining, private citizens' data, is really bad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do believe that there needs to be a certain amount of confidentiality in national security. I mean, not even national security, just among internal discussions.
You should be able to twerk in private.
Yeah, right.
I think is what you're saying.
Without Snowden leaking information on you.
And sorry, I'm Edward Snowden, of course, I meant, not Eric.
Right.
Do you care? Does it bother you?
About...
Because the big response to Snowden tends to be, I got nothing to hide.
Right. Me personally, I mean, with Snowden, I'm of the camp where I've got nothing to hide, but
we should still be able to hide it, even if we've got nothing to hide.
Right. I get that. I guess this is my view on it, is that I understand that running a country is a difficult thing, and I the intelligence agency, it's a difficult thing to do, to try to predict stuff. So, it's easy to judge, basically. That's what I'm saying. When we don't have to rely on, we're not making decisions based on information, gleamed from all these sources. I mean, I think Prism was like the number one data source for the NSA. Like when they were writing reports, it was the number one source of information.
And in fact, today there's just been a ruling in the US saying that it's illegal, unconstitutional, which could change everything.
Can I
go back to twerking?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just because, I don't know, now you've planted the image. I can't get, it's this image specifically that I'm talking about. Remember this?
That's it, baby. That is it.
That's the man thing that should be running the country. He can twerk.
If you can't twerk, you can't be prime minister.
You just got the young vote in one move.
You get my vote.
Yeah, I'm voting for you as well.
Little did Kyle know when he said that he was talking about someone who may well be running the country at some point. Right. Because, of course, Clive Palmer has done spectacularly well in an election. He's got a lower house seat. He's now got members of the Senate. Do you think something very strange is happening to Australia?
I mean, as bizarre as that is, I guess that's not any more bizarre than that guy from the motorcycle.
Motor enthusiast winning
parliament.
Ricky Muir. Well, he's now in their camp.
He's in their camp, yeah. What was that? Who was that woman who had to pull out because she misidentified... when she was running in her campaign, she was misidentifying Islam and...
One Nation candidate.
Right.
That was funny. Islam is a country.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of that sort of stuff in politics.
Right. But I wonder how they managed to slip through.
But it's pre-selection processes. Let's look towards next year.
Yeah.
Do you have a resolution?
Yeah.
What would you like to see Australia resolve?
Awesome. Honestly, I love to see Netflix become available in Australia. That's
really?
The biggest thing. Yeah, that's my newest resolution for Australia.
Can I point out, I don't recall the last time this has happened. You have drawn applause from the production.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually looking at the EP. I just paint the picture? Inscrutable. One of these people who would, it's just very hard to get an emotive reaction.
Oh, right. I could tell.
And has just exploded with delight at the mere suggestion that Netflix would be available in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to make that stuff available. Come on, Australia. If you're listening, make Netflix available. It's ludicrous in this day and age of internet connectivity that some service like that would be denied. I'm not even saying make it for free. Make us pay for it. Come make some money off of Australia on Netflix. Come on. I got friends, they have to do that proxy geo-blocking, get around geo-blocking. And
is that the story? I'm just looking at the producer. She's nodding.
Yeah.
Why would this be such an important advance for the country? Because you just had Scott Stevens say we should read more literary fiction.
Right.
There's so much of it published; it will expand our minds. And your news resolution for the country is let's have Netflix.
Yeah, let's get more brain damaging television shows on,
so we can watch some crap.
So we can watch some crap.
Could I put the two of you together so that perhaps we get Netflix, but only for quality drama?
Oh yeah, filter it out for. Hey, there's some quality stuff on Netflix. I mean, House of Cards is on that. What's really interesting about Netflix is that it's becoming its own television network.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You mean they're starting to commission TV shows? That's cool. That's a real 21st century development.
It's kind of a symbol, really, for everything the rapid changes that are making people like me redundant.
The making old new media more relevant than ever. It's cool. They should. And I managed to see a talk in I was in Montreal just for last comedy festival this year, and I managed to see a talk between the Arrested Development writer or creator and the Netflix CEO, and they were talking about how, I better wrap this up. They were talking about how awesome it would be to expand all over the world. Hopefully we can.
World domination. Ronnie Chiang, thank you very much for coming and dominating our show.
Thanks for having me.
7 o'clock news is up next. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Best of Drawing Room and lots of other stuff.